107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome into the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, as we will talk some baseball, wrap up the Major League season with you. Cal Eldred will join us. Maybe a little bit of news as well that we will talk about with Cal, and talk about the Astros' 7-game win over the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll update you what's happening downtown at the U.S. Cellular Center as the state volleyball tournament, the 4-day run, is now underway, and a whole lot more as we get into basketball, volleyball, and baseball here today. Maybe a little football as well. It's all coming up next in the Gym Class on KGYM. And on a sunny Tuesday, we welcome you in. And if you're a visitor here to Cedar Rapids on your way in for some volleyball, welcome. Welcome to the City of Five Seasons. I'm Scott Unash, Mark Dukes. To my right, Kyle Mann will join us coming up here in just a little bit. Kirk Ferentz meeting the media today in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes look back on Ohio State and prepare for the Wisconsin Badgers. That'll be coming up on Saturday, and that'll be a 2:30 start. We'll have a 12:30 Before the Boom pregame show on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, and then after the final gun from our studios here in Cedar Rapids, immediately following the game, myself, Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn will all be here. And then also Iowa State taking on Oklahoma State on Senior Day in Ames. That will be an 11 o'clock start, 11:05 actually, and that will be a 1600 a.m. broadcast for you coming up on Saturday, and that will begin at 9 o'clock. We've got high school football as well, three of the semifinals coming your way, as that'll all get started on Thursday night with Xavier and Solon meeting, and that'll be on 107.5 along with 106.3 FM beginning at about 8 o'clock. Friday afternoon on 106.3 FM, it'll be Iowa City West taking on Bettendorf at 3:45. And then on Saturday morning, bright and early at 9:30, breakfast from the Dome with Alex and Gary, as it will be Iowa City Regina taking on Pella Christian in a Class 1A semifinal. All those games to be played at the Uni Dome, thankfully, because the temperatures look a little scary, a little frightening here. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, a little frosty. And just reading through Kirk Ferentz's, the transcript of Kirk Ferentz's news conference, Todd Brommelkamp was there. I think Kyle was too, wasn't
he? Yep.
You'll hear audio during the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Not any earth-shattering news other than safety Brandon Snyder is going to have a second surgery.
Did he come back a little early?
He may have.
Yeah. I mean, now that the evidence is there, can we, you know, bless his heart for trying to do it. And, you know, he gave it the old college try there. But, boy, when you come back from that major surgery that he had in 6 months, that's pretty unprecedented. And he may have just pushed it a little bit.
And Kirk was asked about a medical red shirt for Brandon Snyder, too, and Kirk was not optimistic about that. So it could be that Brandon Snyder's career is over prematurely, and that would be too bad for him, and not only him, but the Iowa football program as well.
Right, and probably might not be the only Snyder for a while, as his younger brother is a quarterback and defensive player up at West Lyon, and another very good, very, very good athlete, and he is rumored to be leaning heavily toward the University of Iowa, so we'll see how that plays out.
Nobody pried any information that I know of about the polecat either.
Mm.
Where that came from, I want to know. Where did they borrow that from? Where did they steal it from?
That would have been one of your questions today, right?
I'd have dug as deep as I could. Not that I'm going to get anywhere.
It's going to be another 20 years before it's run again.
319-366-1600 is our phone line and our Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Visit Hertine and Stocker in downtown Iowa City or online at HertineandStockerJewelers.com. David and Hudson, Brandon Snyder is a senior who has already taken a redshirt year.
Yeah, he has. But you know what? again, the NCAA is so vague as far as their rules are concerned and who can get a medical redshirt, who cannot. Brandon Snyder plays basically a half of a game and probably will not get a medical redshirt, which to me makes very little sense. Some guys play two or three games and get a medical redshirt. Just, I don't know. I'd like to see it a little bit more cut and dry. Not so much gray area as far as that is concerned. You would think Brandon Snyder would be someone that would be able to get a medical redshirt at this point. But NCAA has a lot of regulations that you need to follow. A lot of T's to cross and I's to dot.
You were downtown earlier today for the state volleyball tournament. Just coming across, Linmar has defeated Jefferson 3-0, 25-21, 25-23, and 25-15. And apparently there was a heck of a crowd down there.
Oh, man, alive. Hats off to Jefferson and Linmar for bringing a lot of people down there. And that's great to see. I was sitting with Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, who does a great job covering the girls' state volleyball tournament, as well as Mr. KJ Pilcher down there as well. But I was sitting next to Lindy, and we were both saying that this is going to be a five-set heavyweight battle. Jefferson got off to about a 7-2 lead in the first match, first set. I don't know whether to call them sets, game. It used to be games, whatever. Anyway, first set, and then Linmar just came storming back. Lion height and their block really hurt Jefferson. This was the fifth meeting this year. Jefferson won three of the first four, but the one that counted, the Lions got. And Linmar played well today. Carly Spees played really, really well, and Megan Renner. And I think the periphery, if you will, for the Lions probably outplayed Jefferson a little bit today. And that was the difference. And the final game ended up 25-15, but it really was never that close. Linmar just jumped out to a huge lead in game three and really never looked back in that one.
Great season for Jefferson, nonetheless. And now Linmar faces a pretty big obstacle.
Cedar Falls is really good. Really, really, really good. Between the basketball and volleyball teams for CF, I believe 10 D1 players are right around there. Of course, Cameron Finley now attends Cedar Falls, so moving up there with her family. And formerly at Linmar, going to go play at UNI for Tanya Warren in basketball. And they've got some talented athletes up there in that senior class as far as the girls go at Cedar Falls.
Yeah, that'll be a semifinal coming up. And action continuing downtown through Friday at the U.S. Cellular Center.
That's right. And also, just to get you updated on what happened earlier on today, Cedar Falls, 3-0 over Urbandale. And then West Des Moines Valley and West Des Moines Dowling played. Ended up Valley winning at 3-2. Good to see a young lady that the last time I saw, she was about 3 feet tall. One Peyton Lombardi is now a freshman playing for West Des Moines Valley. So again, I had one of those Boy Scouts getting old moments right there. So, but anyway, she did a really good job down there for them. And then, as you mentioned, Linmar beating Jefferson 3-0. And I believe it's Centennial on top of Hempstead right now. So the semifinals, it'll be all MVC and looking like an all CIML. Centennial against Valley, Linmar against Cedar Falls. So we'll see how that plays out. Then 4A coming up later on, and that will be tonight, this afternoon at 4 o'clock. And we'll get underway with that. And the matches look like this at 4 o'clock. It will be Sergeant Bluff Luton taking on Sioux City Helan. Just the way that the seeds went out, but they're in the same conference in the same area up in Sioux Land. The other 4 o'clock match, Waverly Shellrock taking on Council Bluffs Lewis Central. Then at 6 o'clock, it'll be the two MVC schools and one of the WAMAC school going at it. Xavier and Independence will play at 6, and Dubuque-Wallert and Pella will play at 6 tonight as well. And then they'll get it going tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock with 3A, 2A, and 1A throughout the day down at the U.S. Cellular Center. Semifinals Thursday, finals on Friday. Pretty simple.
Can't wait to talk to Cal Eldred in our next segment. He has a new job, if you haven't heard. We'll talk to him about that. Perhaps his last appearance on the gym class. We haven't confirmed that.
Perhaps.
He's going to be a little busy. As if he wasn't busy enough already.
True. Very
we'll,
true.
We'll bring you that in a little bit.
That's right. So that'll be coming up here in just a little bit. I believe it's 2-0, by the way, in favor of Centennial over Hempstead at this point. We got college basketball news. Not good college basketball news as well. LaAngelo Ball, among three UCLA players arrested for shoplifting in China, Mark. Would UCLA ever do anything that bad? Ugh, I'm just aghast at this point. They are getting ready to play Georgia Tech in their opener. It's going to be in China, obviously.
Lonzo's younger brother.
Correct. Correct. And yeah, I don't want to make light of it, but it's we'll see how the patriarch of the Ball family spins this.
He's
one.
More worried about Lonzo's playing time.
You mean the eighth,
with the Lakers?
You mean the eighth leading scorer on the Los Angeles Lakers team? How that thing's going? He's putting single triples together at this point. A little bitter, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
I guess I am. 319-366-1600.
9766 on the text line. Did anyone ask Ferentz about the fake punt, the late fake punt that did not work?
They asked him after Saturday's game.
Kirk looked quite perturbed with the punter.
Yeah. Colton Rastetter will not be running that fake punt again. Let's just say that. He addressed it after the game on Saturday, saying we don't have that play in our playbook, and not sure exactly what he was thinking, and that will not happen again. And probably a good idea not to ask about that particular play again. But I would have asked about Polecat, just like you. I would have asked about that.
43-98 on the text line. After Drew Ott, Kirk will probably never again be optimistic about medical redshirts.
No, I would agree. I would agree. And what Drew Ott played two and a half games, didn't he? His senior year before his injury?
Something like that.
And I can see a little bit more like that, but only playing basically one half. I don't know. I would think that the NCAA would have to look at that a little bit more. 17 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit, put a wrap on the baseball season. By the way, with the wrap on the baseball season, I confirmed today that coming up next week, we're going to start to kick in the winter sports. We're going to talk to Mr. Ironside next Wednesday. For all you good folks out there who live for the Mark Ironside segment, brought to you by Kurt Gustafson of American Family Insurance, who, by the way, met Cage and Troy last night.
Ah.
Yeah, I have photo evidence and everything. Kurt sent that to me. So I hope they had a good time. They may still be having a good time as we speak, but at any rate, good to have them getting together and meeting just out and about in Cedar Rapids. But yes, Mark Ironside will be back, and then a couple weeks down the line, we'll start talking high school wrestling as well on Tuesdays. We'll have that on Tuesday. We'll have Mark on Wednesdays.
Again. Yeah, just had Russell off at the University of Iowa, and we'll talk to Mark about that and maybe needle him about his Halloween costume a little bit. He's wearing a dress.
Saw that.
Mark is comfortable in his own skin.
Mm-hmm. This news just coming out right now, and also not very good news. Major League Baseball announcing that Roy Halladay, two-time Cy Young winner and eight-time All-Star, has died in a plane crash at the age of 40. Ugh. What a terrific pitcher in his day for the Toronto Blue Jays. For the most part,
I saw that a plane registered in his name had gone down, but they've confirmed that now.
It is confirmed that Roy Halladay was on the plane. Not sure if he was the pilot or exactly what the situation is, but he has been confirmed as deceased at the age of 40. 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Packer fans. You are now a 5-point underdog to the Chicago Bears on Sunday.
Well, they're definitely in a rut without Aaron Rodgers. There's no question about that. And the news got worse today. Brian Bulaga, the former Iowa star, out with a knee injury now. I don't know how far the Packers can fall.
It's
Hundley is not the answer, is he?
No, but at this point, do you really bring in a veteran quarterback and try to turn things around? I guess there's still time in the NFC North.
Half the season left.
But it's going to take a while to get another quarterback acclimated to the system. And it's even a little bit of a, you know, you're a shot in the dark here, even to try to catch the Minnesota Vikings and the Lions at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to maybe just stay out of the basement is probably thing one if you're a Packer fan right now. What do you think? 319-366-1600. That was not pretty last night up at Lambeau Field. And just surveying the crowd with the cameras last night and just people's jaws just dropping.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most bizarre thing to see as far as the Packers and their fans last night. Not good. A lot of Packer fans around here, a lot of Packer backers, and they're not a happy bunch here today.
Matt on the text line at 8130, will Coach Hairspray fix this for UCLA?
Oh, man.
8650, the Packers are a slightly better version of the Colts. Aaron Rodgers has carried that team and hit all the holes in that team. Without him, you can see just how bad the team is and how bad they have been in the recent off seasons.
Well, and they were talking about that today on ESPN radio, that this Packer team, you take away Aaron Rodgers, and what about the talent pool? What about the drafts over the last handful of years for Green Bay? And you can pretty much see that things have not gone well as far as their talent is concerned. And it looks like they lost Brian Bulaga last night with that knee injury, and that's never good to see. And that's just going to be kind of another nail in the coffin, I think, for this Green Bay football season.
11-43, Rodgers doesn't play defense either.
No. No, giving up 30 at home to Detroit is probably not going to win you a lot of games.
Colin Kaepernick's out there, isn't he?
Mark. I am not going to touch that at all.
Well, he is.
I am aware. He's busy with his lawsuit.
Folks on the text line suggesting Matt Flynn.
Well,
bring Flynn in there. He's
knows
got experience.
The Packer offense, certainly. And he had that one great game in Week 17 a couple years ago that got him a lot of money, even though he never played basically a down with the Seattle Seahawks before Russell Wilson came in and swooped in and took that starting job out there. All right, 322. We're going to talk to the man of the day, Mr. Cal Eldred. We're going to talk about his new gig. We'll talk about the World Series. We'll talk about if he's ever going to grace us on our airwaves again here in Eastern Iowa. All that coming up on the Gym Class. 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience. Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
You've got your rake, your gloves, and plenty of leaves in the yard. Now you just need to know what to do with them. Well, it's pretty easy. The City of Cedar Rapids divides the city into quadrants and picks up every other week. The schedule's at cityofcr.com/leaf. But you can make it even easier when you sign up at crnewsnow.com. Sign up with your street address and the city will send you a text or email reminder when it's your pickup week. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up today at crnewsnow.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the gym class. KGYM.
324, we're going to talk to Cal Eldred here in just a moment. You got a correction, though.
Well, I'm correcting myself or clarifying myself. I think I either said or insinuated that Brandon Snyder was a senior. He is, in fact, a junior. He did redshirt 2014, his first year. He does have another year of eligibility apart from the medical redshirt situation that we're talking about as well. But, God, with these knee injuries, not sure if he can get back or will want to get back. But he does have one more year of eligibility.
So there you go. And we'll maybe best to shut everything down and get ready for next year at this point. Mm-hmm. As far as that is concerned. 325 here on the program, and we're going to talk with the man of the hour, the man of the day, and that is our own Cal Eldred. And he joins us throughout the baseball season on Tuesdays right here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And this might be it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll find out. Cal, congratulations. If you have not heard, ladies and gentlemen, Cal named the brand new pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals today. And, boy, I know you wanted it, Cal, so congratulations. You got to feel good about it.
Thanks, Scott. I do. It was something that, you know, I enjoyed doing for the Royals what I was doing. You know, that was basically traveling around the minor leagues and having some touches with each team, the coaching staffs, and then kind of leaning towards also helping with the pitchers, and so it was a lot of fun, it was a lot of work, kept me busy and traveling around a lot. But right now, this is something that Dayton Moore and his staff have asked me to do. It's something that you guys, I mean, it's no secret. I've always thought about hoping to, you know, either get an opportunity to do this or, and if it showed up at the right time. So I feel like this is the time. My family is excited for it. They are right now. It may be a little tougher on the kids when dad's not around much, and especially on my wife, but they're gamers. It's kind of the life of baseball is what they're used to living. So we're all excited about it.
That was one of my questions, Cal, and you partially answered it. Knowing that you're very much a family man, you travel enough the way it is already, but this is going to be different. And wonder what, you know, you've got a son with the Royals, you've got Luke, you know, still playing the girls and whatnot. So is it tough from that standpoint at all?
It is, Mark. You're exactly right. It's the toughest part of the job. You know, being a player, a former player, I should say, you have an idea what that's like. But as you talk to many of the coaches, whether they're college coaches or professional coaches, the hours that you put in are even more from that standpoint during the season, even in the off season. And it is tough. My three daughters are still at home. Emily's a senior, and Abigail is a sophomore. Holly's a seventh grader. And the advantage we have is that I have a wife that's really, really intelligent, and she's a gamer, and she homeschools our children. So that does give us an advantage. But I have girls that love to dance, and they're over at Dancer's Edge in Hiawatha. And so we will mix trips. They'll make trips to Kansas City or Minnesota or Chicago or wherever we can meet and try to be together as much as we can, because I think that's the way a family should be.
Will you get number 21 or 23, Cal?
And that's a really good question. I don't know. you know, when you're my age, you're just glad to have it.
Let me take a look here. Right now, as far as the roster is concerned, you can, I think, have your pick. How about that, huh? I don't see it 21 or 23.
What I do know is that when I went to join the Royals last year in 2016, I did have went to Big League Camp, and I went in and went to my locker, and the uniform number was Eldred number 21. Of course, that was the number I wore in the American League days. You guys remember that. So both with the White Sox and with the Brewers. So if that's available, I will be more than happy to wear it. But if there's a player that would like to purchase that number, no, it's fine. I'll wear a jersey without a number or a name on the back. It's fine.
Cal, I remember asking you a few weeks ago about the role of the pitching coach in today's game, and you know, may vary a bit between the American League and National League, and I wonder if you'd revisit the answer that you gave to that question.
Yeah, it's interesting. I just spent a couple hours on the phone with one of our assistant general managers, Scott Sharp, and we were going over that. We were putting together schedules for spring training, when you want to have guys show up, understanding how many bullpens and how many side sessions and then how many live sessions before guys throw in spring training games. And it has the job of a pitching coach, just like a lot of the other coaches, has gotten much, much larger. And a lot of that has to do with the information. We're talking about there's an iPad on the bench that you can have all kinds of information. It cannot be live streaming information, but it can be information, video clips of the other team's hitters, maybe some video clips of our own pitchers, and also having advanced scouting reports on those. So it's right there. It's right at your disposal. And the same thing in the bullpen. Same thing. So it's so your bullpen coach, that it's very important that you and the bullpen coach and the manager are on the same page. You're mixing also with sitting down and talking with your defensive coaches, your catcher coaches, so that those relationships, there's clear communication where you're playing guys. You guys know, you've seen pitchers on the mound when there's a shift and the ball's hit, and either the pitcher reaches out and hits it, and it would have been an easy 4-3, even though the guy, the second baseman, is playing on the left field side of second base. There's just a lot of that information that is helpful in winning games, but you also have to be able to relay that information to the players, but also know how much information the players can take in and still perform.
What does a pitching coach usually say to the pitcher when he makes a trip to the mound?
That definitely depends on the pitcher.
Not talking about you're not talking about chickens and things like that, like the movie show.
No, the thing that I've seen that has been most effective is if you're going to go to the mound, you have to have a distinct purpose for going there. And very few times, I think a lot of times people think that the pitching coach is out there chewing out the pitcher, and that's very rarely the situation. Mass majority of the time, you're running out there and you see something either most of the time, it's how the pitcher wants, you feel the pitcher needs to approach the hitter that he's facing. It may be something, and this is a rare occasion, that a pitcher is doing mechanically that they're just not seeing, and it's a little trigger that you can tell the pitcher and he can make the adjustment right away. It's tough to talk mechanics during a game, but sometimes these guys know themselves so well, you give them a little key and away they go. You could see it with Kershaw. Dave Roberts runs out to the mound. Honeycutt runs out to the mound in the start that he had against Houston. He was just going gangbusters, and then about the fourth inning, all of a sudden he starts getting out of kilter. That's where, mechanically, and that's where you've got to be able to run out there and give them a key that hopefully they can get them back on track. But mass majority of the time, it's about the plan to approach the hitter or the team in general.
Well, one thing you'll have is a really good catcher to fall back on in Salvador Perez. So that's a plus.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I mean, you have to have, that's a relationship that has to be nurtured. And Pedro Grifol has been a guy who's worked with Salvi for a lot of years. And I think I'm in a blessed situation having Vance Wilson as a assistant pitching coach, is what I call him, not a bullpen coach, but a guy that is a catcher. And so he's going to see things from a different angle. And he has also worked with Salvi. So it's, you need a lot of help from the pitching coach position to have those good relationships with your catchers. But, boy, they sure have a lot to do with the success of your staff.
How do you see the composition of the Royals staff next year, Cal, knowing that Jason Vargas, Trevor Cahill are free agents? Vargas had a heck of a year tying for the American League lead and with 18 wins. He is 34. How do you see the composition of the staff next year?
Well, I may be able to tell you what I think it is right now, and then after the winter meetings, it could change. It just depends on how valuable some of the pitchers that we do have, other teams may want. But I also think that moving forward, this group is a pretty good group. And we have some young guys that are going to be fighting for spots. But right now, as you look at the rotation, you got Jacob Junis, who's a young kid that came up and did a really nice job. He's going to be a guy that's probably in our rotation. Danny Duffy has been the ace of the staff, along with Ian Kennedy. And Jason Hamill led the team in quality starts last year. And then you start thinking, okay, who else is going to be there? Nate Carnes is coming back from thoracic outlet syndrome surgery, and that hopefully we can get something out of him too. And we've got some young guys, Eric Skoglin, Josh Stamont, that were our guys that are in a position to be able to contribute. But we have to be careful in how fast we force feed them. But and Brian Flynn is another guy, lefty, that I think has a chance. Plus, they traded for Sam Gaviglio towards the end of the season. So there's some good numbers. My challenge is to see how I can help these guys get better. But Duffy and Kennedy are at the top of that rotation. And those are guys that we're going to depend on a lot.
Cal Eldred, the brand new pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals, joining us here on the Gym Class of KGYM. Before we get to the World Series, and I don't know if you've heard or not, Cal, but this just coming down and confirmed over the last 10 minutes or so, the plane that was registered to Roy Halladay, he was flying it, and he has been... it has been confirmed now that he is a fatality. So, one of the great pitchers of recent times, one of only two pitchers to throw a no-hitter in the postseason, leaves us way too early in Roy Halladay. And what a terrific, terrific guy on and off the field this young man was.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's tough. I know. I've known Roy, and we shared a pitching coach in Bus Campbell. There was a pitching coach at Iowa. He worked with Roy back from where Roy was from in Colorado. And this is a tough one, guys. This is one of his best friends, Chris Carpenter, who's really close, I'm really close with. And you think about Roy, and you think about a competitor, you think about a guy that always fought the odds when he was young, and then he just ran with his ability. And I know he's a family man, wife and kids, that he's left behind. So this is it's another one of those things that you just do not know how much time you have, fellas.
Yeah, I'm sorry to have to break that to you, Cal, but appreciate the comments about Roy.
You bet.
In regards to the World Series, we all whiffed, Cal.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
None of a panel of five, three of us, along with Todd and Alex, none of us had either of the teams in the World Series. A lot of us had Cleveland. In fact, three out of the five of us had Cleveland to win it. A couple had Boston to win it. But I guess you look back now, and it's easy to see why these two teams, the Dodgers and the Astros, were in it.
Well, I think there's a couple things that the Dodgers surprised me from a team standpoint. They played team baseball for a long enough period of time to obviously have an incredible record during the regular season, but also in the playoffs. I mean, I think they played good enough to win the World Series. I really think they did. When it comes down to, you know, to a game seven, the chances are it's something the other team did to win it. But and then Houston, you've got to give them all the credit in the world. But I'm telling you, I really honestly think that if Justin Verlander is not on that team, then we're right. They're not in the World Series. I think he was the guy that kept the Yankees from beating them. And I think Houston, with their experience and their talent, they should have performed well enough even without Verlander to beat the Yankees. But the Yankees were, you know, with you take Justin Verlander off that Houston club, I think the Yankees are a better club. So the Yankees have a lot of good days ahead of them, but the Houston Astros, when they needed to offensively, they had it. And they swung the bats like they are capable of and pushed the envelope. And they have some young players that stepped up, and Justin Verlander added to it, and that's why they're where they're at.
What a World Series it was. Maybe not the greatest Game 7 of all time, but, boy, everything leading up to that, including that epic Sunday night game, was terrific. Great to see the ratings up for this particular World Series as well. And I think baseball came out of it better than they went into it as far as the postseason is concerned.
Well, I think in the postseason there was a little bit of everything that for people who are fans of the game, they could enjoy some of it. It looked like at the beginning of the playoffs we weren't going to see a pitching duel. And then all of a sudden we did see some pitching duels. We did see a few guys going deep into games. We also saw offense like crazy. And, you know, a lot of the fans, the younger fans, enjoy that. The fans of the individual teams, they don't care how they win. They just want to win. And so it was really competitive, and it was a lot of fun to watch and to take in. And I don't know, like you guys, we here in my house, we were like, after it was over, like, now what are we going to do every night? So it was a lot of fun, and I think the game gained fans, and Houston has some young players that people are going to follow. The Dodgers the same. So it's not just those last two teams. There were some great performances by a lot of players.
Since this is our last visit of the year, Cal, do you want a quick run through favorites for the postseason awards?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay, American League MVP, the three finalists are Altuve, Judge, and Jose Ramirez.
I think Jose Altuve, to me, guys, is the guy that I would have to say. Not the other guys aren't deserving, but wow, he was a full package, and he was during the playoffs.
Love him.
Ramirez was terrific as well, but man alive, Altuve, and just the things he did at the World Series as well, just unbelievable. But that little 5'6" guy is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you see, when he doesn't go, the team their team struggles. It's tough. Somebody else really has to step up.
National League MVP Goldschmidt, Giancarlo Stanton, Joey Votto are the three finalists.
Well, fellas, if I'm going to go first, I'm picking Goldschmidt. I think I think there's going to be a lot of people vote for him because he's deserved it in other years and hasn't gotten it, but that's what I'm going with.
Does Stanton do kind of like an Andre Dawson here and maybe swoop in and take it?
He could. There's no question. I mean, he put on an absolute show for a lot of this season.
Rockies fans not happy that Blackman or Arenado are in the final three. That's for sure.
Yeah, and those two guys are the full package player too, because defensively they are top notch.
American League Cy Young: Kluber, Sale, Severino.
Whew. You know, this one's a little bit of a surprise, and I kind of thought that Sale was going to walk away with this, but what? The numbers, you look at the numbers and what Kluber did, that's who I've got to go with is Corey Kluber.
I think you can't go wrong with any of those three, to be honest with you. That's going to be – that may be the closest vote right there. We'll see.
National League Cy Young, Strasburg. Go ahead.
Plus, what Sale did for Boston, he kept them in, kept them afloat until their team, and especially their pitching, got straightened out.
I'm a little biased, but I'd vote for Chris Sale.
Keep in mind, these finalists, the balloting was over in the regular season, so nothing in the postseason counts. Okay.
Right.
National League Cy Young, Strasburg, Scherzer, or Kershaw?
Man, that's a tough one. I think this is tough too. I think we're either one. I think it could either be Scherzer or Kershaw.
That's, yeah. Kershaw missed some time though. Does that take away a little bit?
It could take away a little bit because especially a guy like myself. If I had to, I'd probably go with Scherzer because he answered the bell. Even when he wasn't 100% at times this year.
Good luck with this one, Cal. AL Manager of the Year, regular season only now. Francona, Hinch, or Molitor?
Paul Molitor.
It's got to be Paul Molitor.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, you look at the clubs that these other guys have, and they should have been where they're at. The Minnesota Twins, none of us picked them. And so what Paul has done with that team, and they've had front office changes too, and being a guy that's going into the situation I am, that's not easy. That's tough to do.
If you're taking the manager who most succeeds expectations, there's no question about it. But those other two guys are – I'd have them on my sideline anytime, I think, or my dugout.
You bet.
NL Manager of the Year, Bud Black, Torey Lovullo, or Dave Roberts?
Whoa. Yeah, that's a tough one. Because I have a source on the inside, I'm going with Dave Roberts. I think the many, many things that the fans, even in LA, do not know that Dave Roberts has dealt with, he deserves that award.
Rookies of the Year, I think you're voting for second place. AL Rookie of the Year, the finalists are Benintendi, Judge, and Mancini.
Yeah, it's there's no question with Judge there. He swept that one.
National League Rookie of the Year, Josh Bell, Cody Bellinger, Paul DeJong.
I think I know that one.
Yeah. I have a little tie with DeJong. I saw Paul his very first day in professional baseball, and he was a guy that John Mabry asked me when I got a chance to go back to St. Louis. He said, did we draft any big leaguers? And I said, yeah, I think Paul DeJong would be a big leaguer. And that was, he just right from the get-go, he carried himself and like a professional. And, man, I'm happy for the kid.
Hey, knowing how much of an outdoorsman you are, Cal, did you know that your manager in Kansas City was a taxidermist at one time?
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Between his playing days and his coach, he spent a brief time as a taxidermist.
That does not surprise me. And, but I will tell you this. When Ned and I get together, if we were at a restaurant somewhere, sitting, eating, and then people were eavesdropping on us, no one would ever think either one of us had anything to do with baseball because all we talk about is hunting.
Is that right?
Well, you got somebody on the inside to help you out then.
Absolutely.
That'll be some very, very good stuff. And you know what? The weather's getting colder. There's no doubt about that. But it's going to be the hot stove season coming up soon. And it's spring training and all that good, fun stuff. So, no, it's not that far away, really.
No, it's not. You've got the GM meetings coming up on the 13th of this month. The winter meetings are in Orlando, I think, the second weekend in December, right around that time. And I do know that the list of stuff that I have made is going to keep me very busy during this offseason.
One text for you, Cal, 8650. This is always one of my favorite segments with Cal. Very knowledgeable. best wishes, but hope my White Sox beat you. And that was not from Scott.
No, it wasn't from me. Oh, man.
We're just going to assume, Cal, you're going to be a little too busy for regular visits next year, huh?
Yeah, it'll be a little tougher. We'll have to try to squeeze them in when we can, but I would love to try to do that.
Well, that'd be great. We may have to get a potpourri of baseball guests next year, but as long as you're on the dais somewhere, that would be super.
That'd be great. Baseball doesn't stop, you know, with the hot stove going on, and there's so many avenues for people to continue to find out what's going on, and it's an enjoyable game. There's a lot of players. There's great teams to root for, and so I highly suggest that you guys keep on talking about it as much as you can.
Oh, we will. No problems there. We will talk baseball. All right, Cal, you got a lot of things to do, but enjoy this one for a little while. Have a celebratory dinner tonight, things like that, and again, congratulations, and we'll be in touch, man.
That sounds great. Thank you for all your time and for the people that listen. And like I told you before, there's a lot of people that say that they enjoy this part of the show, and I know I do, so I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
We do as well, Cal. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Cal.
You bet.
All right, 3:50, we'll take a break, come back, and have more for you as we head to break. Going to give you an opportunity right now to pick up our terrific prize pack from Dr. Pepper. A Dr. Pepper 24-pack of your choice, regular or diet. Also, some KGYM swag and some Dr. Pepper swag going out to, let's see, caller number 6, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. You are going to get a Dr. Pepper prize pack. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. Back with more after this.
Only the Home Depot has Ryobi's OnePlus 4 amps per hour 18-volt brushless hammer drill kit for just $149. Buy one now and get another OnePlus tool free. It comes with a brushless motor, a OnePlus battery that fits over 100 other Ryobi tools. Oh, and one more thing you can't get anywhere else, another tool free. The Ryobi Brushless Hammer Drill Kit. Buy one, get another tool free at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through January 24th, U.S. only. Limit one per customer. See store for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This week, tune into the Paul Feinbaum Show as I discuss
the delicious taste of ice cold Dr. Pepper.
Larry Culpepper? Hey, I'm in the middle of a promo.
Sorry, Finny. The fans are craving so much Dr. Pepper, I thought I'd borrow some of your airtime.
Security!
Hey, look, whether you're watching college football or calling into some guy's radio show, Dr. Pepper makes college football that much sweeter. So grab some of your local store today.
Can I have one of yours?
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the Larry Culpepper Show with your host, Larry Culpepper.
That's it.
That's Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave.
Stupid rubber duck. Oh, I bet this is Mariota's room. Whoa, I get that he went to Oregon, but a pond-themed room seems a little weird. I was just looking for Mariota.
Hey, what's going on out there?
I told you we should have just gone to HeismanHouse.com, but no, we had to go to the house. We could have voted for this year's Heisman winner from the safety of our computers.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
Our thanks to New Royal pitching coach Cal Eldred for joining us here on the program as we put baseball to bed for the year. Again, Mark Ironside will join us starting next Wednesday on the program. And coming up tomorrow, Chris Liss of rotowire.com. I think we're going to talk some Wisconsin football as well coming up. We may have to get a three-guest day in either tomorrow or Thursday. So buckle up, Mark.
Yeah. You ready to go?
Chuck Long's going to join us coming up on Thursday. Talk about his new book.
Got a new book out, yeah. Destined for Greatness.
So we'll have that. Coming up on the, by the way, congratulations to Jeremy in Cedar Rapids. He is a proud owner of a Dr. Pepper prize pack. And if you did not win, you have another chance during the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. They will have tickets to see Hairball coming up between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock tonight. They will be at Cedar Rapids Ice Arena Saturday night, November the 18th, the week from this Saturday night. And we will give you an opportunity to win those here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on the Hurtina Stalker text line today. And we do appreciate that as always. Mark, I wanted to get this question to you. I wanted to hear your answer to it. Tonight, I believe tonight, is the big premiere of the 30 for 30 about the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Yes.
I've been a big fan of the 30 for 30 series. I think it's been absolutely outstanding. Maybe the best work that ESPN has done. With them talking about pro wrestling in this one, does that matter to you? Will you take in said 30 for 30 tonight with Ric Flair?
Big fan of the program. I have a birthday dinner to attend tonight and will not be recording the segment on Ric Flair.
I will watch it. I will take it in tonight.
I have no interest.
Just because I'm interested to see how they are going to cover pro wrestling in this. And I don't want to get into the whole is it real, is it fake thing, because no one's going to win that argument. I love the 30 for 30s. I will tune in. I tuned into the one on soccer. Loved it. Thought it was very well done. Very good. I will tune into the one on pro wrestling tonight. Woo. You know that's his catchphrase, right? Rick Phil. See, he puts a lot more emphasis into it.
I had no idea.
Are you gonna be watching the 30 for 30 tonight with Ric Flair? Let us know on the Hurtina Stalker text line at 319-366-1600. We'll get a few of those texts when we come back.
As GIs returned from overseas and families began to boom, young Willa Dickens began honing his watchmaking craft at a highly regarded jewelry store on a bustling corner in downtown Iowa City. He worked steadily behind his jeweler's glass, eventually taking over the business. And as his reputation grew, so did his family. Sons Terry and Tim spent afternoons at his knee, learning about gemstones, precious metals, and most importantly, how to properly treat a customer. And as the decades passed, the three of them, along with a remarkably dedicated staff of friends, as well as Willa's granddaughter Kate, continued the tradition of excellence and integrity begun at Hurtina & Stalker Jewelers in 1947. Now, as they celebrate their 70th year, stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say congratulations to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
There's nothing quite like owning the world's best power tools, but what about saving up to 15% on those tools? It's the Acme Tools Fall Sale this Friday and Saturday. Save on more than 60 of the best brands. Register to win a new Toro snowblower valued at $599. And talk shop with factory representatives about the latest tools and innovations. The Fall Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday only at Acme Tools on Blair's Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids. Do your best work.
319-366-1600. Oh, the texts are flying in, Mark.
8532. Mark's answer is unacceptable. Scott, put him in the figure four leg lock. Woo!
It was worth it just to get a Mark Dukes woo.
5431. One word describes the Nature Boy. Polarizing. 5429, real athletes acted slash scripted events is all I got to say. But unfortunately, I will not be able to watch the program tonight.
It'll be on again.
5392, hell yeah, I'm going to watch 30 for 30 on Nature Boy, Ric Flair. I am stoked to see what how they portray wrestling lifestyle.
Yeah, I am very interested in seeing that as well, Texter. It's going to be interesting. Anything with Ric Flair in it is going to be interesting.
Well, you might entice me. I don't know.
I would give it a watch. I would give it a watch. All right. And no, Terrell Owens is out.
Terrell Owens is out of Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Sorry not to get to that earlier.
We buried the lead here today. All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming up next.
Are you ready for a place to call home instead of just another job? Family owned Midwest Metal Products might be just what you're looking for.